Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are mask mandates going to come back? I hope not. If you want to wear a mask, wear one. But if you're going to do a mask mandate, you need to pass out the good ones and not tell people to put halfway stuff on their face. But apparently there have been recommendations and calls for health officials to ask to bring back masks. And remember, one of the reasons why the mask mandates were so easily able to be inflicted upon everybody is you had individuals fearful, and you had this narrative, which is now misinformation, but is now, but I don't know if anybody's going to correct it, is if everybody wears a mask, they won't spread or give COVID. When you could actually still spread and give COVID. It provides a barrier. It's a nice barrier as long as it's clean and fresh and changed out regularly. But if it's halfway, no, it's not going to be. I saw people with the mask below their nose, under their chin, you know, that throw it on and then they throw it off. I mean, it was, you know, wearing a mask has to be done. The way we do it in the medical setting is we have it properly fitted around our nose and mouth. We only wear it for a shorter period of time because of the carbon dioxide buildup and also because of the germ buildup. You don't want to have something on your face that gets dirty, so you change it out after every patient. So I would probably go through 30. I probably change my mask about 20, 30 times a day. Well, is that what the average person is doing? No. That would be an environmental crisis, seeing billions of people across the globe dumping their masks after every patient interaction or person interaction or once they get it wet. How many people sneezed and coughed into their mask? Or they removed their mask to sneeze and cough to protect their mask and save it for another week and then put their mask back on. So, you know, the way we did the masks was absolutely horrible and it was a joke. When we provide care and some benefits have done right. But what's going on is we have this strain called the BA6. It's been detected in Israel and America. And even though America is dealing with the XBB strains and the Eris strain, BA6 is coming. And this BA6 may also be very easily contagious. I don't think it's any more dangerous, but it is a mutant virus, a spinoff of the original Omicron. And some scientists are concerned about the high number of spike mutations or mutations in the spike protein. The spike protein is what the vaccines are targeted to help boost our immune system to identify and fight. So if the spike proteins change, that can make our vaccines less useful. So if our vaccines are less useful, they got to then make new ones. And these vaccines are going to get more and more expensive because it's expensive, to make an mRNA vaccine. So we don't know yet if this strain in Israel and Denmark, if it's going to come to America and cause more hospitalizations. We still don't have a lot of data coming out of Israel and Denmark. And again, we don't have a lot of individuals testing. The average person is calling their telemedicine company online for antibiotics. Yeah, oh, I have a sinus infection. I tested at home and it's negative. Did you really test? Was it an expired test? Are these at-home tests designed for the four-year-old virus, which I think leaked this time 4 years ago? Or is it? Are these tests being updated for the new strains? So some individuals are testing right away at home. But I have many individuals with the same symptoms going, nope, I'm negative. Well, over the phone, how do we know? Now, most of us should have some immunity. One of you had asked, does everybody have some sort of immunity now? Yeah. If you've been outside, if you've been dealing with other people, it's been almost 4 years. In America, I think it came in November of 2019. So if you haven't all been out and about, there's a good chance that you have developed some antibodies. The problem is I don't know if these antibodies are lasting that long. The fact that I still got COVID despite being vaccinated and having COVID means this is acting more like these colds or flus where the immunity wanes. And so, you know, can we get COVID again? Yes, we can. I told you, what you guys really need to be doing right now is, one, eating healthier, if you're not, sleeping better. Make sure if there is any cough or cold medication, don't hoard, but make sure you have a bottle of what your go-to is. Right? If you haven't seen your medical provider and you are overdue, get checked out. Another thing I think you guys should also do is learn what strep is, learn what sinusitis is. Because many individuals are saying, I have a sore throat, give me antibiotics. And when the telemedicine doctor should be asking for a picture, not all of them do, but the one I work with, we can't diagnose strep without a picture. When we see the picture, it doesn't look like strep at all. It's just a sore throat. A sore throat and strep throat are two completely different things. Strep throat is a much more serious bacterial infection. A sore throat is a symptom of strep, but it's also a symptom of COVID. It's a symptom of acid reflux. It's a symptom of cancer. It's a symptom of a variety of things. So people say, I got strep throat. I'm like, what are your symptoms? Well, my throat is itchy. I've been coughing. I've been sneezing. I have body aches. I thought it was the flu, but I think it's strep. Then we look at the throat. I don't see strep and the pus and all that. So, you know, kind of learn your symptoms. Because, you know, if I don't want you waiting 2 hours for a call back from a medical provider when you could be getting seen, getting swabbed, and then getting on the right medication. And I also don't want us losing antibiotics like we did. We ran out of antibiotics as well as Tamiflu because people online were asking for things claiming they didn't have COVID. And I get it. Not always your fault if you test negative, but keep in mind our at-home tests are not up to date. And I think our at-home tests need to be up to date. So COVID, yep, here, will the mask help? If you like the mask and you notice you get sick less, go for it. If you're sick, yes, please wear one. A clean one and change it out. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the most under-talked about or taught is how to post-divorce or post-widowed introduce your new love interest to your kids, whether they're young kids or adult kids. And a bunch of the concentration is, well, how to introduce your kids to your partner. Okay, you're so worried about what your partner's going to think, you really need to worry about what your kids are going to think. And sometimes the younger kids are even more, it's even more chaotic, and it's even more stressful than the adult kids. And so I think we just kind of need to talk about that, because there are a lot of divorces, there are a lot of separations. Many people do move on, which I think is a good idea too, but you got kids who have maybe a different sort of place mentally about it than you do. So depending on their age, you need to first put yourself in the kid's shoes and try to figure out where they might be on that topic. If you just ask the kids, look, you know, mommy, you know, has somebody new in their life, or a special friend, or daddy has a special friend, they might be like, okay, that's good, great. And you might be using so many euphemisms that you really don't get the child to be very honest about how they feel until they see what's really happening, and then they freak out. So before any of this happens, one, if you don't know, talk to a professional about it, either a counselor or the kid's pediatrician or a teacher, talk to somebody about it. But on the outset, figure out what your kid is thinking about. Okay, your kid loves mommy, daddy, loves all parents involved. So you're going to want to, when this does happen, ensure that this person is not to replace another family member that they love. All right, that's important. Another thing is the child might be thinking that this person is now going to take you away from them, either by moving or by, all right, you're going to go to their house, or even just time commitment. All right, if your child is split between two families, and then the days they get you are now split between this and another person, they're going to feel kind of threatened by now they lose mommy time or daddy time. Now, another thing is don't assume the child is going to like the partner, even if the partner is so amazing. So have a backup plan. The child's like, I don't want to spend all the time with you and him or you and her. Don't I get any alone time? You want to ensure that that is going to be in place, which means you need to talk to your partner about this. Also, so for example, like when you do talk to your partner, say, look, just in case the kids are not taking it that well, just in case they feel a little threatened, all right, we might have to, you know, still, I'm going to want to do some time. I'm going to want to spend time alone with my kids. Even if they do love you, it's important for them to still have me time, because they still might look at you as an outsider, even if they love you. I already established that, because the last thing you're going to not need is them complaining that you're spending time with your kids, because then that's going to drive a wedge. Do not introduce the romantic partner too soon. If you are dating and you're playing the field, all right, that is a much different conversation. You don't want to lie to the kids. You don't necessarily want to sneak around. Right? You could tell the children, look, I mean, it's dependent on how old they are and what they understand, that never lie to your child. But you could tell them, look, you know, mommy or daddy is, you know, I'm making new friends, which isn't a lie. I'm spending time with friends. If they go, are you going on a date? Don't lie if it's a date. Yeah. But you could always reassure them. It doesn't mean, just because I'm going on a date and seeing friends and making friends, it doesn't mean anything is serious. Let that child know that they are going to be a part of the process if they want to be. Ask them, would you like me to talk to you about this? Now, some of the kids are going to be like, well, I want to choose. That could be a little tough. Okay? But asking, do you want me to talk to you about it? Do you want me to tell you about it or no? I don't want to know. That's okay. That's fine. But give them the option. Let the child think there's some control. Let the child also know their role in the family. And say, look, you know, you are now, you know, the big boy, the big girl, the big, you know, you're my big helper. You're my first mate. I'm going to talk to you about everything. If you want, if you don't want, fine, but I'm going to let you know, and I won't make any major decision without letting you know. Let that child know that they have some control, because when they, if there's another person in the mix, they're going to think that person's taking control, especially if that person ends up being an alpha. Always, if you are about to introduce somebody to the kids, if you do still have a relationship with the other spouse or your other partner, let them know. I think it's a good idea. Now, and say, look, you know, even if that other partner's like, oh my gosh, whatever, say, look, the focus is the child. If you start to badmouth somebody that doesn't deserve it, that child is now going to be scared. Hopefully you have a relationship with your ex, and say, look, we want to know that if this is going to be who I do remarry, that the transition is going to be as good for the child as possible. You don't have to say you love the person, but if you start making stuff up about him, now our child is going to be scared. So can we come up with a plan on you dating somebody new and me dating somebody new? Now, you still have to have a caveat. You still have to have a veto allowed if you think the person that they're dating is going to hurt your kid or, you know, I mean, hopefully your ex is not going to date somebody who's going to hurt your child or do drugs with them or whatever. But have an agreement. Go, look, we're going to go into this, right, where if we do start to date, we're not going to badmouth each other's boyfriend or girlfriends. You got to have that set up. When you do have that child meet your new romantic partner, do it in a safe space, a place where the kid could leave if they want to. So, like, I don't know. My kids didn't really like Chuck E. Cheese that much. But let's say there is a game place where you can have pizza and play games. All right? That might be, don't have it alone, you be there. But that might be a safer place where, look, I want you to, this is, you and I are going to go here, but this is a chance for you to meet my friend. My friend will join us. You'll get to meet them, and you'll still get to play. So it's casual. It's not a, oh my gosh, is he going to like me? Is she going to like me? Am I going to like them? Have the first meeting something casual. Hopefully it's a friend that you've developed this friendship with, and then the child sees that person as a friend and not necessarily somebody you're making out with. All right? Try to hesitate on the sleepovers for as long as possible until the child is comfortable with that. Because sometimes the child wants to come to you to your room. They don't want to think that a strange person is going to come out and yell at them or be naked. Some of them are not ready to see another person's willy. So, or Lily. I like the idea of like a Chuck E. Cheese or a place where there's pizza and arcade, and then they could go, hey, I got extra tokens, you know, do you want some extra tokens, or do you want to play a game with me, foosball or air hockey, or do you want to, if hopefully these things still exist, but something more casual. Make sure the kid gets to eat the food they like. Don't be doing a fancy dinner. If the kid likes pizza, let them eat pizza. They need to know that this person can relate to them. Right? And, you know, if the person really loves you and really cares about you, they're going to want the kids to like them. But if the person's like, I'm not going to go through all these hoops, that's already a bad person. Okay, in order for you to have a successful relationship with your new romantic partner, your kids have to be on board. And if this is somebody you're going to want to remarry or live long-term with, if the kids aren't on board with it, it's not going to work. The last thing you want to do is lose your relationship with your kids. The kids have to come first. And I get a lot of us might have had kids with individuals who we really weren't meant to be with or were bad for us, or I get that. You know, but there's some, if it's not done right, you know, also let the child talk to you about the divorce. Let the child talk to you about the breakup. You know, and you could say, you know, look, this is what I loved about your mommy. This is what I loved about your daddy. You know, but these are the things that couldn't work. You know, and I didn't want you to see me yelling at daddy. You know, I want you to see, you know, I didn't want you to see that. If somebody cheated, that's a conversation for when the child's older. When a child's younger, they're not going to understand that concept. But you could say, you know, daddy wanted new friends. Mommy, you know, had other friends. Now, you got to be careful with that term because they might think a friend will ruin a relationship. But if at all you think you can't handle it, don't. Have somebody help you, guide you, or have a family member there when you start to have those conversations. Because if you mess it up, you can mess it up for life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and the 18 other defendants indicted Monday by a Georgia grand jury in alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election will reportedly be booked at the Fulton County Jail. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China. Yellen said since they were properly cooked, she felt no ill effects. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said the death toll from wildfires in his state now at 106. Green says over 1,000 first responders from around the world are helping out. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia pleading guilty to state charges of felony child neglect. Deja Taylor's sentencing on federal gun charges and the newest state charge will both take place in October. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are opening up a lot more opportunities for individuals who don't have a college degree, which I like. I think individuals who have experience, who have a good work ethic, can do fantastic at a variety of jobs. And having been to college and to medical school and studied and studied and studied, most of what I know, true, I'm a physician, but most of what I know as a physician is what I did hands-on, what I learned as an ER doc, as an urgent care doc, in my practice, in my training with patients. Yes, the book work gave us a foundation, but can I honestly say my botany, my English class, my math class really made me a better doctor? I don't use the calculus three. I mean, maybe subconsciously I do. But what of my college classes I use today? I can't really think of one. I love the fact that I learned comparative anatomy and a lot of fish. Forgot it all. Studied fish a lot. I love that I learned about organic chemistry. Do I use that day to day? I don't. And I'm not saying college is useless, but we've had a society that has put so much on you getting a degree as a metric to determine your job hiring value that the Gen Zs are starting to make us rethink that. Now, the reason why I like a college degree is I am assuming that that person, if they got a college degree, doesn't mean a person who didn't, doesn't have these traits, but I look at it as one, in order for you to graduate, you had to have some sort of work ethic. You had to also want to learn. Not be I know everything. You entering a college program to try to get a degree means you want to learn and be proficient in something. You have the ability to read and to do certain tasks because you were able to get a degree. And you also may be a little bit more diversified with your education because it wasn't just all about one thing. You had to take classes on a variety of topics. But does that mean that every single person and job needs to have somebody that, you know, do all pilots need to have a college degree? Do all doctors need to have a college degree? They need to have a medical degree, but do they need to have a college degree? And the funny thing is you used to not have to have a college degree. You could go to medical school, osteopathic school, chiropractic school, PA school, without a college degree. That changed, because it's a system that makes a lot of money. But you used to not have to. Because the school said, you know what, nice. If you learned Shakespeare, cool. If you learned earth science, nice. But if I want you to be a PA or a chiropractor or a DO or an MD, I am going to have to teach you everything I want you to know. Now, and fascinatingly, students are telling me, Dr. Dahlia, why am I taking biochem in undergrad just to take it again in medical school? And I'm like, you know, the medical school, why are the medical schools making us do stuff we had to take in undergrad? Well, because the medical school is responsible for you. The medical school has to make sure you know your stuff and you can pass the boards. If you don't, they can't blame your undergrad. They get blamed if you fail your boards, which will include biochem. So they have to teach it to you anyway. Now, my argument for going to college and taking the prereqs is, one, you won't be able to get into medical school if you don't. But number two is, it really gives you a good baseline. You have to learn a lot in medical school. So some of the classes that might be redundant are more to make sure that's reinforced and that it's there. But we are going to be, while we are debating college debt, and if the average taxpayer who doesn't have a college degree or spent less on their college deserves to pay for somebody else, while that conversation takes place, somebody's going to say, why are we putting all these people through college? What does it do? One study out of LinkedIn found that a college degree is not listed as a requirement for the job on 90% of jobs they looked at in the UK. Recruiters are focusing more on skills rather than degrees or qualifications. The firms, IBM, Google, Tesla, they say new graduates may not be able to just say, but I got a degree. Another thing that is really blowing my mind is all these pre-med students are taking gap years. They're taking time off to either work, do research, Now, a gap year before used to kind of be something like, okay, you need to explain why you left school, why you took off. Were you sick? Were you in rehab? Did you give up? But now, these students are being told to take the gap year. You're aging. You're getting older. That rather an older individual that has more experience apply to medical school or the job than somebody who Doogie Howser'd it. See, me, I don't want to say Doogie Howser'd it. I was 21 when I went into medical school. But I, throughout school, volunteered. I worked. I did research. I did 3 part-time jobs in college. I did it all. Maybe they don't want kids doing that. Maybe they don't want kids working their butts off like I did. Maybe what they want is, we really want you to absorb that research. We really want you to absorb your volunteer work. So take the time. You have time. Now, me being middle-aged, I don't look at having time. You know, the sooner you get the degree, the sooner you can work and pay off your debt and not need to have us pay off your debt. But many individuals are told to take a gap year. Now, one thing that I think was a great argument for that is, look at your Mormon students. Many individuals who go to the who are LDS go on a mission. And when they come back from their mission, they're 2 years older. Many of them are also fluent in another language and have other skills. And we notice that the medical schools really, really love some of these students who went on a mission. They could talk about the mission. They could talk about what they did. They could, many individuals, because of their mission. And so I see why gap years can help, but it seems to be this big shift to, what's your experience? You know, if you know IT, I mean, some of the best IT people didn't have degrees. They just knew the computer and the studio front and back. They'd fix anything. You're fix-it people. I think there's a company called Rent-A-Husband that they'll come in and do carpentry and do work. You don't have to have a college degree for that. Just know what you're doing. So it's interesting to see the degrees be less important. And honestly, I think the colleges have gotten too much money all these years and are you know, promising degrees. I think we have too many people with degrees. But it is going to start to make us rethink how much money and how much effort we should be putting on having people get a degree that they can't use, especially if it's going to involve taxpayers paying for it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't know if you guys have been around enough when Bill Clinton was allegedly accused of having smoked marijuana in college. And he then historically admitted, yeah, but I didn't inhale. I might puff on it, but I didn't inhale. It's like, oh my gosh, he smoked pot. And now, I see people smoking it, and I could smell it on the highway. It's ridiculous. Well, in the midst of our economy being a cluster and a half, news is broken that Janet Yellen had imbibed hallucinogenic mushrooms. Now, apparently it was inadvertently, but she did, right? The U.S. Treasury Secretary making all the decisions on the federal interest rates and where Bidenomics goes on mushrooms. But you know what? Maybe that'll help. Honestly, it might help. We could only go one way from here. I don't think it could get any worse. Inflation is ridiculous. 3% my foot. It's a mess. But apparently she was served a dish when she was in China called Jing Xiao King, or Sea Hand Blue. She was, I guess, spotted eating it. She went with a large group of people, and the person who arranged our dinner did the ordering. She said it was a delicious mushroom dish. I was not aware that these mushrooms had hallucinogenic properties. I learned that later. It's made from Lan Moa Asiatica mushrooms. They turn blue when sliced or bruised. And these mushrooms are considered poisonous, according to Dr. Peter Mortimer, a professor of Kunming Institute of Botany, told CNN, because they could be hallucinogenic. But scientists have not identified the compounds responsible for causing the hallucinations. It remains a bit of a mystery, he says, and most evidence is anecdotal. He said, I had a friend who mistakenly ate them and hallucinated for 3 days. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, let's look this up. When was she on her trip, and when did we have the rate hike? And I think she was there for 4 days earlier this... I don't really know what day she went. Thought it was fairly recent. I don't know. But anyway, if we do find out that that did have anything to do, it was July. Yeah, she was there July for a four-day state-sponsored trip. And so she ate the food. It does remind you guys that when you are overseas, you might be eating something that might have interesting ingredients. Apparently, the Yunnan province is known as the Kingdom of Wild Fungi. Chinese officials have actually issued warnings and guidelines around the risk of eating hundreds of species of wild mushrooms that are in the region's markets that get sold. Apparently, there were 482 incidents, according to Forbes, of wild mushroom poisonings in China last year and the southwest region of China where Yunnan is located. And I think that's where Janet Yellen was, if I remember correctly. The mushroom, the Lanimoa Asiatica, is one of the most common to know causing psychoneurological disorders, quote-unquote, according to the Chinese CDC. And the United States Department of Energy says it could easily cause hallucinations if eaten in an improper way. Now, I don't like mushrooms, so if somebody served me mushrooms, I wouldn't eat it. But for those of you who really, really love mushrooms, keep in mind, if you order it, or it's in, you know, part of your... You know how sometimes you'll order Chinese food, like cashew chicken, there'll be mushrooms in there? You might want to be aware. Apparently, nine died of those who were poisoned by mushrooms last year. Now, people buy mushrooms, so people want the hallucinogenic properties. So, but, you know, Janet Yellen, I'm not really sure. I think she's in her 60s or 70s. She's got to be kind of careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is Target. Now, in addition to Target being plagued with thefts and people grabbing things and going, apparently the Target has lost, their market cap has been losing, I guess, $15.7 billion. Their shares are approaching a 52-week low. And with the stock dropping, many people think that this has to do with their decision to have Pride merchandise during Pride Month. Their market value was over $74 billion before the Pride displays made national news, according to Dow Jones Market Data Group, or tracked by Dow Jones. And then they had some tuck-friendly and children's apparel for LGBTQ. They say shares have fallen to $126.48. And other issues have been brought up as possibilities for this. You know, I do think the market is changing. I do think we are still in a recession, even though people have been back and forth on that. I think people are spending less. They might be saving up later for Christmas shopping. Not surprised if the Target sales go down. But that was a big hit. When you see what happened with Bud Light and what you see what happened with Target. Now, I have family members who are in the LGBTQA plus community. I have friends who are. What I think it was, because people are saying those who boycotted were, you know, MAGA Republicans or conservatives or, you know, I noticed for me, Target's a very easy store to get in and out of. The self-checkout is beautiful, but things are getting kind of more expensive. I haven't shopped at Target because things are getting more costly. But for those who do cite, I didn't like Pride clothing. You know, yeah, that might have been an issue for some. But I also think another issue is that there's politics. Personally, I don't think Pride Month is political. But with what happened with Dylan Mulvaney and the Bud Light, or with children clothes making statements about Pride, some people probably took that as political. And I think it's not that we have people who are anti-LGBTQ, A+, because most of us have family members or friends who are. But I think it's people don't want a company going political. I mean, that's kind of what happened with Disney. Originally, Disney was like, I'm not going to take any side with what's happening with school sex ed. Disney does not get involved with politics. But then, I guess many of the workers at Disney said they were going to storm out, and they were going to, so then Disney had to take its stance. And now Disney is involved in this big political rumble with Ron DeSantis. When a company says we're going to stay out of politics, I kind of think that's the way to go. And then somebody urges them or makes them take a side. If you're not with us, you're against us. And then they're stuck. You know, celebrating Pride and having a Pride display, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, once you start having kids, kids who can't actually consent or make a decision of what sort of message they want to make wearing clothes, I see where people think, okay, Target is now trying to get involved with politics. And I grew up learning you never discuss religion or politics. I love discussing those. But it's because you can make enemies. People will hate you or stay away from you or try to ruin you once they know your political side or your religion, which I thought was evil, but I've seen that evil. Patients would come in going, are you voting for Obama or McCain? And I'm like, what business is it of that? I just need to know who I'm dealing with. I like, well, I see good to both. I see bad to both. And I would explain my limited understanding of either's campaign. And hopefully that was good enough. And it was for some. But you have individuals going, I'm only going to go to a Democrat doctor. I'm only going to go to a Republican doctor. And so, you know, companies trying to stay neutral, you think it's the safest way, but people force them to choose a side. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.